Tampa, Florida. Alexander Kerfoot scored on a power play at 4:14 of overtime as the Toronto Maple Leafs roared back from a 4-1 deficit in the third period to defeat the Tampa Bay Lightning 5-4 on Monday and take a commanding 3-1 lead in their first-round playoff series. With Mikhail Sergachev in the penalty box for tripping, Kerfoot tipped a Mark Giordano point shot for his first goal of the series and move the Leafs to within one victory of their first series victory since 2004. Austin Matthews, with two goals, Morgan Rielly and Noel Achari also scored for Toronto. Ilya Samsonov made 27 stops for the Leafs, who improved to 2-17 over their last 19 postseason contests when leading a series. William Nylander had three assists, while Mitch Marner and Ryan O'Reilly each had two for Toronto, which famously botched a 4-1 lead in the third period of Game 7 against the Boston Bruins in 2013 before losing in OT. Alex Killorn scored twice for Tampa, while Sergachev, with a goal and an assist, and Steven Stamkos provided the rest of the offense. Andrei Vasilevskiy stopped 32 shots. Nikita Kucherov and Victor Hedman each added two assists. The teams have 2 days off before Game 5 of the best-of-seven matchup, which goes Thursday in Toronto. Game 6, if necessary, will be back in Tampa, which downed the Leafs in 7 games in last spring's first round, on Saturday. Down 4-1 entering the third and looking like a team ready to answer more tough questions about its lack of killer instinct, the Leafs finally started to push back and got within 2 at 9:44 when Matthews scored his second of the series. The star center added another on a power play at 12:29 with a redirection of a Nylander shot. Rielly, who scored an OT in Game 3 to give Toronto a 4-3 victory, and was booed every time he touched the puck after hitting Braden Point into the boards on a clean, but awkward sequence Saturday, completed the comeback with 3:56 left in regulation when his shot beat Vasilevskiy. The stunning turn of events sparked wild celebrations among pockets of Leafs fans inside Amalie Arena. The series has seen a significant rise in tensions compared to the team's previous playoff meeting, with plenty of nastiness between and after the whistles, including a fracas 2 nights earlier with Point down injured that saw Stamkos and Matthews drop the gloves. Toronto head coach Sheldon Keefe and Tampa counterpart John Cooper have also jousted in the media, while Leafs general manager Kyle Dubas got into a heated argument with a group of fans during Game 3 at Amalie Arena. The Lightning, who won the Stanley Cup in both 2020 and 2021 before falling to Colorado in last year's final, got a shorthanded penalty shot at 7:45 of the first, but Samsonov made a pad stop on Brandon Hagel. Tampa would connect on a power play of its own at 9:57 when Killorn finished a pretty passing play off a Kucherov feed at the lip of Toronto's crease. The home side, which was the far superior team Saturday despite the final score, doubled its lead at 18:27 after Kerfoot was stripped of the puck by Point. The Lightning's 51-goal man quickly passed to Kucherov, who in turn found Sergachev for him to snap a shot past Samsonov. Aiming to avenge last spring's loss to Tampa after also leading that series 2-1, the Leafs shuffled 3 of their 4-line combinations and then cut the deficit in half at 4:51 of the second when Asiari tipped a Justin Hall point shot after O'Reilly stripped Kucherov. Leafs rookie Matthew Knies cleared the puck off the goal line on a wild scramble moments later, but the Lightning made it 3-1 at 11:31 when Hedman's shot hit Stamkos and ricocheted in. Killorn put Tampa up 3 with 1:11 left in the period when he fired a perfect shot upstairs on Samsonov that went off the post and in for his second of the night and the series before Toronto, which hasn't advanced in the postseason since 2004, responded in the third. Heady play. Hedman's 25th career multi-point playoff game tied him with Sergei Zubov for 11th on the all-time list for defensemen. Kucherov and Hedman factored on the same playoff goal, Killorn's first, for the 41st time in their careers, the third highest total by a forward defenseman tandem in NHL history. Wayne Gretzky and Paul Coffey, 51 times, rank first ahead of Mike Bossy and Dennis Potvin, 49 times. Standing tall. Samsonov as the second Leafs goaltender to stop a postseason penalty shot. Felix Potvin denied Chicago forward Patrick Poulin in Game 2 of the 1995 Western Conference quarterfinals. This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 24, 2023. Underscore underscore underscore. Follow at jclipperton underscore CP on Twitter. Joshua Clipperton, The Canadian Press.